American Language Course, Book 23, Tape 2A. Hi, how's everything going today? I hope fine. Let's open our Language Laboratory Activities booklets to Tape 2A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the words and sentences.
Number 1. First aid. First aid. First aid is an emergency treatment. It's given to a person who gets hurt or suddenly becomes ill. First aid is given when no medical care is available. Number 2. Collision. Collision. The two cars hit each other with great force. We heard the noise of the collision. Number 3. Unconscious. Unconscious. The two drivers in the accident were unconscious. They were not aware when they were found. Number 4. First of all, the men were pulled from their cars, just in case their cars would catch fire. Number 5. Proceed to. After they were safe, Jeannie proceeded to render first aid to the men. Number 6. Victim. The person or persons who were hurt in the accident are the victims of the accident. Number 7. Safety. When persons are safe from harm, they are in a condition of safety. Number 8. Carry out. Jeannie carried out the first aid procedures. Number 9. Procedure. A procedure is the way something is done. Number 10. Wound. A wound is a cut or an injury. Number 11. Apply. She applied medicine on the wound to make it better. Number 12. Bandage. Bandages are used to cover injuries and protect them from dirt. Number 13. Elevate. Elevate. She elevated his head by putting her rolled-up coat under it. Number 14. Initial. Initial. Initial means first. His initial assignment, after basic training, lasted 18 months. Number 15. Step. Step. A procedure usually consists of various steps. Number 16. Carry on. Carry on. She told him to carry on with the procedure. So he continued helping the victim. Number 17. Somewhat. Somewhat. One of the victims was only somewhat hurt. Number 18. By the time. By the time. By the time the ambulance came, they had given first aid to the victims.
Now look at figure 2 and read the paragraph to yourself while you listen to it read.
Alfred and Jeannie were out for a drive when they came across a bad accident. They stopped to see if anyone had gotten hurt in the collision. Jeannie had had some first aid training, and she wanted to help. It was a very bad crash. Both cars were badly damaged. Both of the drivers were unconscious. First of all, Alfred pulled the victims away from the damaged cars to safety. He was afraid there would be a fire. Jeannie immediately began to carry out the first aid procedures she'd learned. She examined the first driver's wounds and applied bandages from the first aid kit they carried in their car. She elevated his head by placing her rolled-up coat under it. Having completed the initial steps of first aid, she left Alfred to carry on with the first victim. She went to check on the second driver, whose injuries seemed somewhat less serious. By the time the police and an ambulance arrived, Jeannie and Alfred had made both victims more comfortable.
Now answer these questions.
Number 1. What did Alfred and Jeannie find when they were out for a ride? Repeat. They came across a bad accident. Number 2. What did they do? Repeat. They stopped to see if anyone had gotten hurt in the collision. Number 3. What training had Jeannie had? Repeat. She'd had some first aid training. Number 4. How were the drivers? Repeat. They were both unconscious. Number 5. What did Alfred do first of all? Repeat. He pulled the victims away from the damaged cars to safety. Number 6. What did Jeannie begin to do then? Repeat. She began to carry out the first aid procedures she'd learned. Number 7. What did Jeannie do first of all? Repeat. She examined the first driver's wounds. And applied bandages. Number 8. What did she do for the first driver? Repeat. She elevated his head by placing her rolled-up coat under it. Number 9. What did she tell Alfred? Repeat. She told Alfred to carry on with the first driver while she went to the second one. Number 10. What did the police and ambulance find when they arrived? Repeat. By the time they arrived, both victims had been made more comfortable.
Look at figure 3. Listen to a paragraph. Select the statement which is true. Listen.
Number 1. First aid training prepares people to give assistance not only to accident victims, but also to victims of other emergencies. First aid classes teach people how to put bandages on wounds, how to proceed when a victim is unconscious, how to stop wounds from bleeding, how to take care of broken bones, etc. A victim's chances of survival are much better when first aid is given. First aid training prepares people to deal with many kinds of emergencies.
Now, in Figure 3, select the statement that is true. The answer is C. Repeat. First aid training prepares people to deal with many kinds of emergencies. Listen to another paragraph.
Number 2. First aiders helping at the scene of an accident have to act fast. At the same time, they must carry out first aid procedures carefully and methodically. They must remain calm. Their initial step must be to gain the trust of the victims. Then, they must carry on with the treatment calmly so they do not make the victims' fears worse. They can be of great help to those who are hurt. However, they have to proceed carefully and fast.
Select the statement 2 that is true. The answer is B. Repeat. First aiders have to be careful and act fast.
Thank you.
Look at figure 4. Repeat the sentences.
Number 1. Don't tell her. Number 2. Answer the phone, please. Number 3. Turn on the light. Number 4. These are the steps which should be followed to help an automobile victim. First of all, check his wounds and try to stop any bleeding. Then make him as comfortable as you can. Cover him to keep him warm and wait for the ambulance. Number 5. When you think you're going to faint, sit down and put your head down between your knees. Number 6. If you want to get to Jane's house, take Loop 41 to the Broadway exit. Turn right. Go 2 blocks and turn left. It's the 3rd house on the left.
Look at figure 5. Listen to a question and some advice. Use the words in figure 5 and the advice to answer the questions. Let's do the example. Listen.
How do I get to the Northwest Mall?
Tell her to go north on Hayes Street and turn right at the 3rd traffic light.
Repeat. You go north on Hayes Street and turn right at the 3rd traffic light. Now listen and answer the questions. Then repeat the correct answers. Number 1.
How do you use this coffee machine?
Tell him that he needs to insert the coins here. Next, he needs to push the button of his choice. And finally, he needs to lift the door to get his coffee.
Repeat. Insert your coins here. Next, push the button of your choice. And finally, lift the door to get your coffee. Number 2.
Do you want this chair in here?
Tell her yes. Tell her to put it in that corner.
Repeat. Yes. Put it in that corner, please. Number 3.
Can you tell me how to get to the Star Theater?
Tell her yes. Tell her that she needs to take the loop to the Booker Road exit. The Star Theater is in South Mall.
Repeat. Yes. Take the loop to the Booker Road exit. The Star Theater is there in South Mall. Number 4.
When do you want me to get there?
Tell her to come at 4 o'clock and to be on time.
Repeat, come at 4 o'clock and be on time. Number 5.
Who do I send the request to?
Tell him to send it to the major's office.
Repeat, send it to the major's office. Number 6.
What should I do to prepare for a test?
Tell him that first of all, he should study. Next, he needs to relax for a while. Then he needs to go to bed early and get a good night's sleep.
Repeat. First of all, you study. Next, you relax a while. Then you go to bed early and get a good night's sleep. Number 7.
What do you want me to do first?
Tell her to buckle her seatbelt and lock her door.
Repeat. First, buckle your seatbelt, and then lock your door. Number 8.
Where is the candy shop?
Tell him that he needs to go to the traffic light on 9th Street and to turn right. Then he needs to go 2 blocks.
Repeat. Go to the traffic light on 9th Street and turn right. Then go 2 blocks. This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 23. Thank you.